soldier and serve his country in whatever way he could. He would parade around the house with a saucepan on his head for a helmet, a wooden sword in one hand, and the American flag in the other. As he grew up, he put away the things of a child, but he never let go of the flag.
My name is William Kelly. I'm a soldier of this land. I've tried to do my duty and to gain the upper hand. But they've made me out a villain. They have stamped me with a brand. As we go marching home, I'm just another soldier from the shores of USA, forgotten on a battlefield 10,000 miles away. While life goes on as usual from New York to Santa Fe, as we go marching home, I've seen my buddies ambushed on the left and on the right, and their youthful bodies riddled by the bullets of the night. Where all the rules are broken and the only law is might, as we go marching home. While we're fighting in the jungles, they were marching in the street. While we're dying in the rice fields, they were helping our defeat. While we're facing VC bullets, they were sounding a retreat. As we go marching home, with our sweat we took the bunkers, with our tears we took the plain, with our blood we took the mountain, and they gave it back again. Still all of us are soldiers, we're too busy to complain. As we go marching home,
when I reach my final campground in that land beyond the sun, and the great commander asked me, did you fight or did you run? I'll stand both straight and tall, stripped of medals, rank, and gun. And this is what I'll say. Sir, I followed all my orders, and I did the best I could. It's hard to judge the enemy, and hard to tell the good. Yet there's not a man among us would not have understood. We took the jungle village exactly like they said. We responded to their rifle fire with everything we had. And when the smoke had cleared away, 100 soldiers lay dead. Sir, the soldier that's alive is the only one can fight. There's no other way to wage a war when the only one in sight that you're sure is not a VC is your buddy on your right. When all the wars are over and the battle's finally won, count me only as a soldier who never left his gun. With a right to serve my country as the only prize I've won.
To prove again, this country's still the home their name.
Wars and wars.
but you didn't die in vain. Even though you lost, they speak highly of your name. You fought all the way, Johnny Rip, Johnny Rip. Yeah, you fought all the way, Johnny Rip. I heard your teeth chatter from the cold outside. Saw the bullets open up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, thought you couldn't help it all. But you fought all the way, Johnny Rip. Johnny Rip, yeah, you fought all the way, Johnny Rip. I saw General Lee raise a saber in his hands. Heard the cannons roar as you made your last stand. You marched in the battle with the gray and the red. When the cannon smoke cleared, took days to count the dead. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Rip, Johnny Rip, yeah, you fought all.
August in 1814, along the Chesapeake Bay, the British had taken Washington and set fire to the White House that day. Along the mouth of the Potomac, in a sloop named the Benjamin B, was a man by the name of Francis Scott on his way to set a friend free. Now the British were at that river, and they took his boat in tow, and said, when we've captured McHenry's flag, we'll be glad to let you go.
15 bars and 15 stars flying in the wind. Over Fort McHenry's stone, waving like a friend. The red, the white, the battle blue, and the star-spangled sky. Standing for a nation where men could live free lives.
British troops landed at North Point to hit McHenry's flank as the Navy set up rockets along the riverbank. Up the Patapsco River, the Union Jack did sail. They had a message for Old Glory. Flying bombs were what they made. 1,800 bombs were sent deep into the night. Francis Scott was worried. His flag was lost from sight. It was the morning of the 14th that silence finally fell. The British powder had done its worst. Now the dawning light would tell. Through the mist and the drizzle, a lonely figure stood on deck, staring speechless. His heart was still as wood. A smile reached his lips as the dawn light revealed the flag a-flying had withstood the rain of smoke and steel.
15 bars and 15 stars flying in the night. Over Fort McHenry's stone, through the raging fight. The red, the white, the battle blue, and the star-spangled night. Stood proudly for a nation where freedom was a right.
In his heart, Scott felt a feeling. A fire-deepened pride. And on the pages of a loved one's letter, he wrote what he felt inside. The words came quickly as he sailed from ship to shore that morn. And when he reached the mossy bank, the nation's song was born.
Oh, 15 bars and 15 stars flying in the night. Over Fort McHenry's stone.